Hi, it's Charlie Connolly here. I write every week in the New European on books and literature and great European lives. If you'd like to enjoy more from the New European, you can join us by subscribing at theneweuropean.co.uk/subscribe. That's theneweuropean.co.uk/subscribe. Great European Lives from the New European. Hedy Lamarr, 9th of November 1914 to the 19th of January 2000. As you listen to this on your electronic device, it may surprise you to learn that in doing so, you owe a small debt of gratitude to one of the biggest names of Hollywood's golden age. If you've ever used GPS, Bluetooth, had a mobile phone, or even sent a fax, you have Hedy Lamarr to thank for that as well. For a few years in the 1930s and 1940s, she was the most beautiful woman in the world. From her mainstream Hollywood debut in Algiers in 1938, to her performance as Delilah, opposite Victor Mature's Samson in Cecil B. DeMille's epic a decade later, her luminous beauty shimmered from the screen. Hedy Lamarr wasn't so much an actor as sheer screen presence. She was so beautiful, marvelled George Sanders, that when she came into a room, everyone would stop talking. In Hollywood, that mecca for pulchritude, this was some achievement. She was one of the most famous women of cinema's greatest era, but it's only in recent years that Hedy Lamarr has received any credit for her greatest achievement, the extraordinary contribution she made to modern technology. At a dinner party in Hollywood during the spring of 1940, Lamarr met the avant-garde composer George Antheil. The pair spent the entire evening deep in conversation, and as they left at the end of the night, she took out her lipstick and wrote her telephone number on the windscreen of his car. But this was no romantic assignation. Antheil, American-born to German emigrant parents, had spent most of the 1920s in Europe, living above the Shakespeare and Company bookshop in Paris, cultivating friendships with the likes of Igor Stravinsky and Ezra Pound. He had a deserved reputation for his modernist compositions and was now a sought-after composer of film scores. Hedy Lamarr was born Hedwig Kiesler in Vienna, the daughter of an Austrian banker and a Hungarian pianist. Her father, Emil, had a keen interest in technology, and on walks around the city would explain to his daughter how things worked. The trams, the telephone lines, the street lamps, fostering in Hedwig a strong streak of technical curiosity. In 1933, at the age of 19, Hedwig married Fritz Mandl, a wealthy arms dealer and enthusiastic fascist almost twice her age, who lived in a castle just outside the Austrian capital. Military bigwigs would attend dinners and parties, and in later years Lamarr would reveal that both Hitler and Mussolini had been guests in her marital home. Thanks to these gatherings, she would learn of new developments in weapons technology, knowledge that would later turn out to be very useful indeed. She left the controlling Mandl in 1937, disguised as a maid and riding a bicycle. Within 2 years, the Anschluss had absorbed Austria into the German Reich. War was raging across Europe, and Mandl, who, like Lamarr, was of Jewish extraction, had seen his armaments factory taken over by the state. Although in 1940 the US was yet to enter the war, Lamarr would read heartrending reports of ships such as the City of Benares carrying refugee children from Europe and being sunk by U-boats in the Atlantic. She'd wonder whether the torpedoes responsible were the result of deals sealed by her husband at parties she had hosted. On that warm Hollywood evening in 1940, Lamar and Antheil had talked animatedly in the candlelight of the grave situation in Europe, discovering in each other the same determination to rid the world of Nazism, tempered by the helplessness of distance. Unlike most dinner table laments regarding global politics, this one produced tangible results. Hedy Lamarr kept a room in her home dedicated to her passion for inventions, nurtured on those Viennese walks with her father. It contained a draftsman's table, carefully arranged lamps, and a selection of tools and equipment. Where most Hollywood stars spent their evenings at film premieres and parties, Hedy Lamarr was happiest tinkering with her own innovations. While her idea for a cube that could be dissolved in water to create an instant cola never caught on, when her friend and one-time lover Howard Hughes complained his aircraft wouldn't fly fast enough, Lamarr read up on birds and fish, combined the fastest attributes of each, and advised Hughes the wings of his aircraft were too square. She even presented him with plans she'd drawn up for a more aerodynamic design. During the summer of 1940, Lamarr worked closely with Antheil, who had once been a US weapons inspector, on what they termed their secret communications system, by which radio-controlled torpedoes might be launched using directional signals that couldn't be jammed by the enemy. Lamarr came up with a method by which those signals could be manipulated at irregular intervals at different frequencies between transmission and reception, effectively creating a code practically impossible to decipher. She devised the system based on the scroll mechanism that ran the player pianos she'd seen at Antheil's house. Their idea was patented in 1941, but when the pair approached the US Navy, they were greeted with the baffled response, "You want us to put pianos inside torpedoes?" The plans were shelved. Lamarr was told to put her fame to better use, selling war bonds instead. Where she'd set out to change the course of the war, instead Lamarr found herself selling kisses to GIs, billed as a gold digger for Uncle Sam. It wasn't until the Cuban Missile Crisis of 1962 that the US military recognised the potential of Lamarr and Antheil's system and put it into practice. So ingenious was the project that its basic principle became the building block on which mobile phones, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, GPS, and countless other modern mass communication systems rely today. By the time the military began using Lamarr's work, the patent had expired, meaning she never received a penny for her groundbreaking achievement. Antheil, meanwhile, had died in 1959. It took until 1997 for the Hollywood duo to gain any kind of official recognition, and until 2014 to be inducted into the Inventors Hall of Fame, both of them posthumously. Was Hedy Lamarr an inventor who acted, or an actor who invented? Certainly acting was her plan. She'd studied in Vienna at the prestigious Max Reinhardt School, but it was a 1933 Czech film that thrust her into the spotlight. In Gustav Machatti's Ecstasy, the then 18-year-old Hedwig Kiesler appears completely naked in a swimming scene, followed by a close-up in which she is clearly in the throes of an orgasm. When she married Mandel later the same year, he attempted to buy up every available print, but it was too late. Ecstasy was a sensation, one condemned by the Pope himself. As Europe descended into political turmoil during the late 1930s, Louis B. Mayer set himself up in London, hoovering up the continent's best acting talent as it fled the impending conflict. It was there in 1937 that he met Hedwig Kiesler, whose startling beauty he immediately signed to Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. Accompanying her to New York on the liner Normandy, Mayer decided she should take on the last name of the silent film star, Barbara Lamarr. The newly christened Hedy Lamarr went on to work with Clark Gable, Judy Garland, Lana Turner, Spencer Tracy, almost every big name of the era. but a series of poor decisions, she turned down what became the Ingrid Bergman role in Casablanca, ensured her Hollywood heyday was a mixed bag at best. There were occasional hits like Samson and Delilah, but also forgettable misses and just about everything in between. Her career fizzled out once her looks were deemed past their Hollywood prime, and gradually she withdrew from public life. She moved to Florida and became more and more reclusive, especially after she divorced her sixth husband in 1965. Even her children only ever spoke to her by telephone. There were a couple of shoplifting incidents and an increasing dependency on prescription drugs, not to mention eyesight that deteriorated to near blindness. But her mind stayed alert. She continued working on inventions, such as a luminous dog collar, a mechanism to help people with restricted mobility in and out of the bath, and even modifications to Concorde. And despite the isolation of her later years, she never lost her star quality. Her daughter Denise recalled a rare meeting with her mother towards the end of her life. She was in her late 70s, and I hadn't seen her in forever. We took her out to dinner. She didn't look like Hedy Lamarr, but she still had presence. Somebody came up to her on the sidewalk and said, "I don't know who you are, but you must be somebody." And I loved that. Hedy Lamarr was a presence on and off the screen as enduring and far-reaching as her invention that helped to change the world. While her beauty remains immortal on celluloid, it's the result of that 1940 Hollywood dinner party that remains her true, enduring legacy. Great European Lives is brought to you by The New European. It's written and presented by Charlie Connolly, and the series producer is Steve Anglesey.